This is a first for your boy.
I mean, you act like you're on top of yourself.
I talk to myself all the time. I just don't answer myself.
Facts. Check 1, 2. You hear me?
Yeah, Doc. Sounds great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see you with your juicy ears.
Oh, you got to have the juicy fives, bro.
You ready?
Let's make it do what it do.
Let's get it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tomb Slayer Podcast, the place where we have resurrectional conversations, and indeed,
I just made that word up.
Today is especially delicious because I have the privilege, the honor of introducing all of you to the Tomb Slayer Podcast. This is going to be a wonderful discussion, a wonderful platform for conversations that center around how we can literally be more like Christ in our everyday lives. And I'm going to get to interview all kinds of people from the music world, sports, entertainment, business, restaurant owners, all kinds of people. But today is very special. Today is extremely special because I get to interview somebody that I have known my entire life. I literally know this dude like the back of my hand. He's a special individual, and I'm honored to introduce him to you. He is the host of the Tomb Slayer Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, myself, Christian Dentley.
Man, what are we even doing, bro?
I know that's crazy, right?
Bro, this is wild, super wild. I love it, though.
Yeah. Listen, I was nervous about this whole thing because when the people who are over Tomb Slayer Radio asked me to do this particular podcast this way, I was a little nervous because I'm like, man, I don't want it to be hokey, you know?
Bro, this can go Nutty Professor real
exactly.
quick.
Exactly. I mean, even though Nutty Professor, that's the movie. That's one of my wife's favorite movies.
Facts.
Your wife, too.
You see what I'm saying? My point is that.
See what I'm saying? But I didn't want it to be crazy. I didn't want it to look crazy. I wanted it to flow well and right and be done right. And so literally with much prayer and really thinking about the creative process of it, I came up with this idea, man. So I think it's going
to
be dope.
Oh, man. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man. I appreciate it, man. Listen, thank you for joining me. So let's start off like this. So this is an opportunity for the people who are just tuning in and just getting acquainted with the Tomb Slayer Podcast to know more about why we exist. What is the Tomb Slayer Podcast? So the first thing is, you being the host, tell me a little bit about you and your relationship with Christ.
Yeah, man. So for me, great question. Thank you for asking. We got to go all the way back to Spartanburg, South Carolina, actually. My parents pastored. So I'm a PK.
And them pastors' kids,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
PKs,
yes,
bro.
Yes, sir. So growing up in church, I mean, I tell people all the time, I think I was born like in intercessory prayer or something like that. But being able to be in church and around church was different than actually learning God for myself, to be honest with you.
Right, right.
My parents divorced. The church split.
Did that have an effect on you in the way that you saw church or the way that you saw being a Christian or the way that you saw any of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the honest truth is, I learned very quickly that there's a difference between being around and being in. Being around the body of Christ is one thing. Being in it is something different.
Right,
and so I
had
to literally develop my own relationship with God, not with the church, but my relationship with God, my relationship with Christ. And so that is what the difference was for me. It's not just I'm just around church.
Yeah.
I'm actually a part of it. It wasn't about just the aesthetics of the church. I wanted to be a part of the body of Christ, to know God, to spend time with him, to develop my own relationship personally with him.
Man,
falling in love with Christ for myself, period.
Man, that's beautiful. That is beautiful, bro. So like, what was the point where you decided that was there a catalyst for you deciding that you needed to develop your own relationship with Christ? Because I mean, if you like a lot of people, they have their relationship with Christ is based on somebody else's walk, or you know, it's kind of like, remember Moses when he went up the mountain and Joshua followed behind. Some people they're going to see God, they're going to talk to God, they're going to experience God, and you're just kind of the one that's in the wings in the background. But at some point, the God of Moses becomes the God of Joshua. So
Like,
what was that moment for you? When did like, what was the catalyst for you to start learning to develop a relationship with God for yourself?
So for that, you got to go back to Columbia, South Carolina after the divorce, watching World Changers on television after school.
Doc.
I'm a world changer.
That's it, Doc.
Destined to change the world everywhere I go.
I'm a world changer.
That's it.
Anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's it, Doc. I loved it, man.
No, it's the end.
Changes. Making a mark that can't be erased, bro. That's it. I loved it.
Love Pastor Dolly.
Me too, man. So it was coming home after middle school. When I flipped through the channels and I saw Pastor Dollar on television, he reminded me of my dad. And so I was just intrigued because I had never seen a young pastor like that before. And being able to sit and watch world changers day after day, just to reconnect, so to speak, in a way with my father, who was, he was living in Charlotte at this time. That was my connection to him. But while I was watching Pastor Dollar, thinking about my dad, the Holy Spirit was placing his word and a love for his word in my heart. While I was watching World Changers, something was changing on the inside of me, and it created it lit a fire and a passion for God and developing my relationship with him personally. That's how that happened.
Man, that's beautiful. Yes. That is absolutely beautiful, yes, because sir. A lot of people are in church. I remember hearing Bishop Jake say years ago, he was talking about falling short of the glory. And he talked about a fish, and he said, it can be at the water, it can be near the water, but if it's not in the water, yes, and falls short of the water, then it dies. Yes, and I think that a lot of people in the same way, they're at the church, they're near the church, you know, they're around the church, but if they're not in the church, if they're not in Christ, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Sir. So it's not being at Christ, it's being in Christ, right? And him being in us. It's kind of like the man who was laid at the pool of Bethesda. Yes, and if you got in the water when the water was troubled, then the first person that stepped in would be healed. Well, he was at the pool, but he wasn't in the pool.
Word. I got you. That's a word, Doc. That's a word. That's a whole word,
yes,
brother.
Yeah, so you can be at church. Yes, you can be near church. You can be around church. But if it's not in you, then you don't have that relationship that can sustain you permanently in your walk with Christ. You're exactly correct.
And it was important for me to have that. And it was bigger than what I was around. I had to be in it. 100%.
Man, fantastic. So a lot of people know you from being the latest member of Take Six, right? Yes, so I'm sure the story is out where people I'm sure can hear how you got into Take Six and things like that. But let me ask you this. What part of your destiny does that fulfill, and is that pretty much the totality of who you are and what you do?
Oh, man, that great question. Thank you for that. When I was a kid, I remember having dreams about being on the stage. I dreamed about one day getting an opportunity to perform. I've always had this drive and this desire in me to entertain people just as a kid. That was something that God placed in me. And being a part of Take Six, like you said, the story definitely is out there. People can find it and, you know, hear it. But being a part of Take Six was a major, major part of God bringing that thing to fruition. The Bible says that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. He will place in your heart what to desire. And that desire was placed in me, and I thank God for this being a part of who I am, being a part of what I do for the kingdom. But to answer your question, it's not the only thing, because there are different parts of me, there are different facets of me. I am a performing artist. But I'm also a father. I'm also a husband. I'm also a believer. I'm also an entrepreneur, and all of these different things. I think that for me, it's important for me to know that what I am doing as a part of Take Six is fulfilling a part of the destiny, but that's not the total picture. And I feel like there's a lot of people that get locked up in their jobs or their vocations, and they feel like if that were to go away, like, who really are they? But I've always had an understanding that God is big in me, and he allows me to live a portion of that life in Take Six. He allows me to live a portion of that life, man, as a husband, as a father, as a musician, as a producer, as a believer, as a friend. So what I do with and inside of Take Six is a major part of it. But there's even this podcast. This is an extension of who God made Christian to be. And
I'm honored and
glad that he chose me to be able to express all of these different parts of who I am in this way.
Yeah, it's kind of like the difference between what you do and who you are. People look at athletes and they're like, man, well, that's who they are. They are basketball players. But what happens when you know, you retire, or what happens if an injury keeps you out of the game and all this other kind of stuff? You got to know who you are, because to be perfectly honest, who I am helps me to do what I do, right? If what I do informs who I am, then if I do bad, then that's going to negatively reflect on me. If I do good, then that's going to positively reflect on me. But it's based on performance.
Absolutely. So let me take you all the way back to 2020. We were on lockdown. So we could not travel like we were before. But I still had to provide for my family. So when COVID hits and you can't travel and there's nobody calling because concerts are being canceled and things like that, then I still got to provide for my family. Mm-hmm. So that goes to who I am. A person who understands my responsibility in this earth as a husband, as a father. So,
wow.
Dude, I started, I went and bought some tree trimming equipment, brother. I was out trimming trees in our community. We got like 308 houses. And literally I went on our Facebook page and I was like, yo, anybody need your trees cut? Cause we got these oak trees, brother. So Mr. Take Six, Mr. On Stage, Mr. All of This was out there with some tools trimming people's trees during COVID because that's who I am. So all of the things, if everything else stops, I gotta continue to be who I am. So I think that's super, super, super important for men and for people, period, to get an understanding of. And I just thank God for the ability to have so many different tools in my toolbox to be able to. So if I'm not singing, I'm cutting trees. If I'm not cutting trees, and I'm producing records. If I'm not producing records, I'm doing videos. If I'm not doing it. So it enables me to be able to have more things, more tools to use no matter what.
You're exactly correct. You're exactly correct. So it's like, think about the utensils that you use in the kitchen, right? For your food, right? There are certain things that require a fork, but there are other things that require a spoon. You ever tried eating cereal with a fork? It just doesn't work. Or with a knife, it doesn't work.
That's
so there are different utensils. There are different giftings. There are different things that God puts on the inside of all of us to be able to glorify Him and for His glory and for our good, right?
Yes, sir.
So there are times when you have to put the singing gift down and pick up the preaching gift. And there's 100%. Times when you have to put the preaching gift down and pick up the creative gift. And there's a time when you put the creative gift down. So it's kind of like I heard Ty Tribbett talking the other day. He was doing a podcast and he was talking about the angels in heaven that has four different, one being that has four different faces.
Yeah.
There's the face of the eagle, the face of the ox, the face, you know what I'm saying? So yes, there are different facets to who we are. And one thing does not and should not define us. Yes, a bird does fly, but yes, a bird also builds nests. Yes, a bird also sings. Yes, yes, a bird also hunts. So it's all of these things combined that make us who we are and that inform and allow us to do what we do better, especially when we submit those things to God. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. And submitting those things to God is what gives you the power and the grace to be able to become spot whatever on. You need to be when you need
sir.
To be it.
Yes, sir. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How... Has there ever been a time where who you are as a believer has been brought to the forefront or brought into question as to how you carry the cross of Christ, how you carry the name of Christ, the character of Christ in the different spaces that you go in?
I mean, like professionally and like all the different.
Yeah, like relationally or if somebody takes issue with how you walk out your walk.
Oh man, dude, great question. As a performing artist, we specifically in this group, we don't just perform in churches. I'm actually in Portland right now. We're performing at a beautiful, beautiful church this afternoon, but in a couple of hours, but it's not just this. It's sometimes in the Kremlin in Moscow, or it's in Japan, or it's in all of these different, you know, clubs or whatever, but we get to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to those spaces. But the most important thing is that it's inside me. It's not what I do, it's who I am. So I remember this one tour that we did. Actually, it was a gospel tour, and we're traveling on the bus, and I have a conversation with one of the dudes. And for me, this relationship is real, bro. So like, scripture is going to come out of my mouth. There's always a parable. There's always an example. There's always something I can refer to from the scriptures to encourage people by. And we're on the bus with all these other gospel artists, and somebody says something, and I'm reminded of a scripture or a parable or whatever, or something that Jesus said. And one of the artists on the bus was like, bro, you got a scripture for everything? Do you have, is there a scripture literally for everything? I was like, dude, yeah, this is who we are. The Bible says in Him we live and we move and we have our being. That's who I am, bro. So if you're going to ask me questions, you're going to get the word. If you're going to ask me my perspective, you're going to get God's perspective. For the most part, I'm going to try to do everything that I can to be a reflection, just like the moon reflects. It doesn't have any light of its own, bro. the moon reflects the light of the sun. I want to be that. I want to be that face. I want to be that person. I want to be that heart, that spirit. I want to be that being that reflects the light of the sun, bro. And that's just who I am. I don't make any apologies for it, bro. That's Bible, bro. That's legit.
Yes. And that's why I think this podcast is going to be so powerful, because it's going to help us to the people that listen to this or watch this, whatever platform they watch it on or listen to it on, receive it. It's going to help them to begin to normalize and to be more aware of the fact that, man, we have the ability, not just the ability, but the privilege of taking Christ, taking his word, taking his will into the spaces that we do business, into the spaces that we create, into the spaces that we do life. And so it's really, really cool to know a little bit of the backstory of the origin story, so to speak, of why this exists, who you are, why you have been chosen to interview the people that you're going to be hosting on this podcast. It's so super dope. I'm super proud of you, man. Listen,
thank you,
man. If no one tells you, I'm telling you, you are that dude, bro. I'm proud of you. It's an honor to be you. It's an honor to know you. as crazy as this is, this is super dope. And somebody will even find strength in this, man, because like the Bible says about David encouraged himself in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Absolutely.
Yes,
so sometimes you got to look at yourself. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror. Sometimes you got to turn a camera on and record yourself saying, I'm proud of you. I love you. You're going to be all right. It's going to you're going to get better. Yes, you're going to get through this. Whatever it is, the encouragement, sometimes you got to encourage yourself and just be encouraged, man. Continue to do what you're doing. It's absolutely incredible. Can't nobody touch you, bro. Can't nobody touch you, fam. You are that dude, son.
Ain't but one you.
And that's you. And you are killing the game. You're doing the doggone thing.
Hey, man. You too.
I love
Jack.
It, man. So check it out. We always end our podcast with three questions. So we're going to ask all of our guests the same three questions. And so I'm going to ask you first. All right. So question number one.
Okay.
What is the origin story of one of your childhood nicknames?
Christos. Uh-huh. My grandfather, Pop, used to call me Christos. I didn't really know that it meant Christ or like Christ, but he used to call me that all the time, and I miss him so much. But I used to
love when
he would call me Christos. That's from a kid.
That was absolutely cool. Good. That's sweet, man. Thank you for that. Okay. Question number two. If you had one redo, what is one of the decisions in your life that you would go back and redo?
Oh, man. So honestly, if I had a redo in life, I would go back and redo the frame of mind that I was in as it pertains to really nurturing and honing in the gifts that God gave me. I did not pursue it like I should have. I've been able to accomplish a lot of things, but I wish I would have been more serious. I would have gone to college. Mm-hmm. I would have pursued higher education. I didn't go to college at all, man. And it's funny because every time I'm on a college campus right now, we go and perform or talk to students, I feel like, man, there's this thing that I should have done. It's like this step that I skipped, and I wish I wouldn't have, man. I would have been definitely more intentional and on purpose pursued to sharpen the gifts that God gave me, and I punted that, so I would redo that.
Man, thank you so much, man, for sharing that. This is the thing. You're not the only one. There are other people that are listening to this that have experienced, and sometimes people think they live life in a bubble, like they're the only ones that experience the things that they experience, but that's not the case. Yes, there are other people that are going through what you're going through. That's why the Bible says, I believe that it's so important that we understand that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. These are the things when you tell your testimony, it encourages somebody else who might be experiencing the same exact thing. So, man, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. All right, last question. Question number three. In what way in your life would you like to look more like Christ before the end of the year? In what way, in what area in your life would you like to look more like Christ before the end of the year?
Okay. So Jesus said when he was dying, it is finished.
It is finished.
And for me, I'm a super amazing starter, bro. I get creative ideas. I got a friend that calls me a serial entrepreneur, bro. I've got so much in me that I've began that I didn't finish, and that's not a character of Christ, bro. That's not a character characteristic of Christ. In fact, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, He began the good work in you, was faithful to complete it. So I want to be a finisher.
Absolutely,
with what I do.
Absolutely. I was talking to the lady who counseled me and Adrian before we got married. Her name is Kim McQuitty.
She's
got to have her on the show too.
Got to, bro.
But I was talking to her about writing a book one day, and she said, "No matter whatever you do, don't start with chapter one." Ooh. So I think when she said that, what she meant was, don't try to do this thing chronologically. Just write. Because if you start with chapter one, you're going to be compelled, or you're going to feel obligated to go chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, chapter four, until you get to the end.
Yeah.
But if you just, and sometimes you just won't finish, because you'll be inspired to do certain parts at certain times. But the most important thing is to get done, to finish it, man.
Yes,
and that's one of the reasons why I'm really excited about this podcast, because it came from the outside in, meaning I was commissioned to do this by the people that are over Tomb Slayer Radio.
Yes, sir.
And so it's helping me to be a part of that team. It's helping me to actually go through with it and finish it, to bring this thing to the end, because people need to hear stuff like this.
Got
people
to.
Need to hear your story. People
yes,
need
sir.
To hear the stories of the people that I'm going to be that you you're going to be interviewing. We're going to be interviewing. Well,
yes,
not
sir.
The same time, but you know what I'm saying. I got you.
You
know what I'm saying? Exactly. People need to hear this. And if it sits in a hard drive in my dresser in the office, then it's not doing anybody any good.
No, sir.
The Bible says that blessings will come on the head of the one who sells the corn.
Yes, sir.
But he who withholds the corn, the people will curse him.
They will curse him. Yeah, I think it's reversed.
Actually. Right, it says it backwards. It's backwards.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, people will curse him who withholds the corn, but blessings will come on the head of him who sells it. So
that's it.
I think that it's important for us to have these conversations. It's important for us to create these things, but it's also important to finish.
Gotta finish.
To finish the work. Just like you said, Jesus said, I've done the will of my Father. I've finished the work. I've completed the work. So you're not alone in that book. You're not alone in that boat. The book or the boat. Huh? It's not neither the book nor
my God.
Neither nor,
Doc.
My dude, God, it has been a privilege talking to you out loud and not just in the head.
Right. Yes, sir.
Being able to ask questions and answer yourself, dude. This has been a privilege. I hope people get it. I hope people understand a little bit better, dude. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. May God's blessing and anointing be on you and prosper you in this endeavor, and may you finish the work.
Finish the work. Don't tempt me.
I will bet you I will. Man, thank you so much for your time. Love you, man.
You. Love
you're
you
doing
too,
great.
Man.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us on Tomb Slayer Podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to have been here with you, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right, man. Love you.
Love you too, brother.
All right. Peace. On the real people, I really hope that you enjoyed that episode, because it's extremely unique, as you can tell. I won't be interviewing myself anymore like that, but listen, you don't want to miss these conversations that I'm going to be having with these extraordinary people who are doing amazing things because they're allowing the life of Christ to live out loud in the spaces that they do business, in the spaces that they do life, in the spaces of how they do family. So make sure you subscribe to the Tomb Slayer Podcast. You don't want to miss any of these conversations, and trust me, you ain't gonna wanna miss that sweet, sweet hat game that's coming up either.